So I'm still getting used to the new format. I forgot it was my turn. It is good to see everybody here. I hope you'll take out a Bible and follow along as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper. For those of you who have been joining us on Zoom for the last several weeks, we have been looking at a series in regards to names for the Lord's Supper. And we've looked at several different names up to this point. And the particular one we're going to look at this morning, I was going to skip if we weren't able to get together, because it's really about a togetherness concept. What we looked at first was just the term Lord's Supper, which is the idea of a king or a master calling people together for a feast. And that's the term we most frequently use as Lord's Supper. It's only used once within Scripture. And then we looked at the idea of breaking bread, which is used most frequently, and that just is a common meal, and in our case with an uncommon meaning, referencing Jesus, his body, and his blood. And it is interesting that it is in this that we recognize Jesus. After his resurrection, the disciples on the road to Emmaus say that when Jesus broke bread, they recognized him, which is an interesting point. And then we observed the Lord's table and saw that there's two aspects to that. On one hand, it is the table which God provides for us. It is what he offers to us. And the other, in the context in 1 Corinthians 10, it is a table which we offer to the Lord. It is an altar of sacrifice. It is a time of worship. And then what we looked at last week was the term Eucharist, which is not in the English translations. It's a Greek term, but what it means is giving thanks. And the Lord's Supper is a time in which we give thanks. And what I want to talk about this week, and Lord willing next week, is the subject of communion. And we get this term from the King James Version, primarily. New King James Version also has it, but it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, which reads, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" If you don't have the King James Version or the New King James Version, most likely what you have is a different word there, and what you have is sharing. Is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ or in the body of Christ, or participation?